stated about last part of December that we were changing noonday to morning worship. And the reason was that we started at 11 o'clock. So if you notice, we've changed our meeting time to this 11 o'clock, but it's morning Bible study and prayer service. Also, I'd like to thank Patricia Watkins for her quick response. We ask that this may be open to the community by going to the Facebook, by putting it on that you're welcome. So I'm going to ask you as church members, if you're working on Wednesday night, if you're like me getting old and can't see at night and can't drive, this is a good opportunity to come at 11 o'clock. If you are worn out by the time that you think night come, you can't make it, come at 11 o'clock. So it's open, okay? So please, please, we have about seven people that shows up. And out of those seven, six of them come back at Wednesday night. So please, if you're not doing anything, come to morning worship, morning Bible study, prayer service at 11 o'clock, okay? Thank you.
Good morning, church. We are just barely into the second week of the new year, and we always look at the new year as a time, a new beginning. We get to start with a clean slate, and I'm sure there are a lot of us that set goals or made resolutions, things that we were going to do, and I'm sure by now, into almost 2 weeks, that a lot of us have just kind of let those go by the wayside. But you know, we as Christians are blessed that we get to have a new day every day. We get to start with a blank slate every morning. Before we get out of bed, we can pray, think of scripture, whatever. But we start each day as a new year, as a new day with a blank slate. So as we come to worship this morning, if you haven't had your chance, if you didn't come to Sunday school this morning, or you haven't had the opportunity to just speak quietly to the Lord, or to just sit quietly and listen for his voice as to what he has to say, I pray now that you will do that somewhere during this service. Listen to the words of the hymns we sing. Listen to the words of the music that the choir sings. If there are times when there's just music playing, listen for the still small voice of God, because he's talking to all of us. A lot of times we're just not listening and paying attention to hear what he wants to say to us. But especially listen to what the pastor has on his heart, that the Lord has anointed him with that Holy Spirit, to share with us so that we can worship the Lord beginning today. And then tomorrow morning when we wake up, we have another new day that we can start and give it to the Lord. Welcome to worship.
morning. We're reading from 2 Peter, verses 1 through 21. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But be that lacketh these things is blind. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir up by putting your remembrance in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when he came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in an old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake of these, were moved by the Holy Ghost. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading.
Built on. morning, church. It's altar prayer time. If you're physically able and want to join me up here at the altar, you're welcome to come forward. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for this opportunity we have to come to worship you, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you will be in our midst this morning, Lord, and touch each and every one here, Lord, that with that Holy Spirit that you have, Lord. Lord, we pray that whatever we do this morning, we do it to uplift your kingdom, Lord. Lord, we pray for the ones that's lost loved ones this week, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort them in this time of sorrow and grief, Lord. We pray, Lord, that if they did not know thee, Lord, that some way, somehow, that we can minister to their families, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would just be with Brother Lincoln as he comes and brings a message this morning. Lord, we just pray you put the words in his heart that spew out of his mouth, that if someone here that does not know thee, Lord, that will ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you just be with our country and our government leaders, our leaders here in the homeland, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you will uplift them, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you just help us, Lord, as we go through this week. Help us to be the minister, the witness you'd have us to be, Lord. And everybody we come in contact with, whether it be out at the grocery store or on the road, Lord, let us be courteous and let people know that we are a child of yours, Lord. Let Jesus, let other people see Jesus in us, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for the ones that are sick, ones that are in nursing homes this morning. We pray, Lord, that you will uplift them some way, somehow this morning, that they will know that there is a God that really loves them, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you just go with us the rest of this week. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, and bless and forgive us for we failed you, Lord. For it's in your Son's precious name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. It's mission, offering, and fellowship time. But before we come and bring our mission and fellowship, I want to share a few things with you, why it's so important that we do mission and what we do with the resources that we take up for missions. I'm going to start out with Matthew 28:19, where it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Of course, the second part says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, when I'm closing a deal at work with a customer, for those who don't know, I do sell cars. And when I'm with a customer, the first thing they want to know once I present them numbers, what is the bottom line? What is the bottom line? God's glory in the world is the bottom line of what we do and why we do it for missions when we give our mission offering. The question for me becomes, how am I doing my part in missions, further advancing the kingdom? You can be an active part of mission when you support mission by giving. And that's what we do when we do mission giving. Together, we can equip missionaries around the world, in our neighborhoods, and our communities. Through this offering, we are to provide financial support, caring for people, in need, building relationships, and sharing the gospel everywhere we go. That's very important. So I appeal to you today to dig deep in your pockets and bring your mission offering. Let's fellowship and mission.
worship.
I'll worship
with all of my heart.
With all of my heart,
I will praise you.
I will praise you
with all of my strength.
All my strength,
I will seek you.
I will seek you
all of my days.
All of my days,
and I will follow.
We worship you, O Lord. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's giving time again. So this morning, let us test the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 says, bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are again grateful for your grace and mercy and for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us. Lord, as we come this morning to gratefully give back to you what is yours, we ask that you bless each giver, bless the ones who don't have it to give. And Lord, let this gift be used for the building of thy kingdom. In your son Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Thank you. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you have blessed us to be able to gather together once again, even at the beginning of this new year, a year from which we have had tribulations and trials and tribulations, even from the beginning of this year, we have lost loved ones that left broken hearts, troubled minds. But you've given us the grace and the mercy to come together again to worship and to praise you, Lord, and to thank you that you remain with us and that we don't go through all of these troubles and trials alone, because you promised never to leave us nor to ever forsake us. So we thank you for this opportunity to stand before this congregation to express what you have laid on my mind. We give thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and for his sake that we have gathered here today. I want to talk today building on our faith foundation. Then Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him. And that came when Jesus came into the courts of Caesarea Philippi. He asked the disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they say, "Some say that you're John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say you that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, but be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto you." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get behind me, Simon, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. You do not understand the things be of God, but those that be of men." Peter, you haven't gotten there yet. You don't understand. You are rebuking me when I am saying to you what I'm going to have to go through. I say to us that are gathered here today, there are times of troubles, trials, and tribulation. Sometimes there is suffering, sometimes there's sadness, sometimes there's sickness, sometimes there is death. Therefore, we must build our faith and build our church on a firm foundation. The title of my message for today. Before I begin to get into this title today, I want to read another thing about you. Peter. After years of maturity, he becomes a different man. He had grown in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He had read the Word of God, studied the Word of God. He had watched the servant, the true and the living God, as he went through trials and tribulations, suffering, heartaches, heartbreaks. Now look what Peter says. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, according as his divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain to unto us to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Wherefore, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to unto him living and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Building on our faith foundation. The 10th year of our coming together, this is, of St. Paul Baptist Church in Shively Heights. There were some from each of these churches who totally disagreed and strongly opposed the very idea. There were some who agreed to at least give it a test, but soon left. Some lasted a little longer. Some remained faithful and supported in every way possible until health and of circumstances that disabled them. And there are some who demonstrated faith and faithfulness from the time of our joining together until this day. Yes, praise God, we've come this far by faith. Trusting in his holy name. He's never failed us yet. Therefore, we continue our pressing on. But we must build our faith on a firm foundation. We must study the Word of God and believe the Word of God. But there are a number of things that are vitally important. It appears that many church members believe, or at least seem to believe, that when a person gets baptized, their life is immediately changed. But it doesn't go that fast. So as soon as they make a mistake or behave the same after baptism, we seem to write them off, not remembering, like Peter. He wanted to straighten out things for Jesus because he hadn't learned yet. We have to recognize that there are people who join the church, get baptized, but that requires continued growth and development. Sometimes we get attitudes about somebody because they messed up, but they haven't grown up. You understand? So we must teach the Word of God, build our faith on a firm foundation. We have to remember that when a child is born physically, they don't show maturity. Likewise, when a person is born again, they are spiritual babes. So what do? In building on a faith foundation, first of all, we must believe. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God, workers that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Serious Bible study, hiding the word in our heart that we not sin against it. The Bible gives us instructions as to mature as babes born the first time, but continue growing and becoming more and more like Jesus and being able to do more and more what God would have us to do the way God would have us to do it. All glory, all honor, all praise gives to him, but we should not look down upon somebody because they have not yet matured yet. And we should be doing everything in our power to help that growth continue. There are a number of things that I will be saying today in this text that has already been mentioned. First, we must not only believe, but learn how to behave. But in order to do this, we must, beside all of this, give all diligence to add to our faith virtue. Virtue means godliness, or it means goodness, it means morality, it means righteousness, it means uprightness. That's what is required in our Bible study times, our testimonies as to what God continues to do in our lives. But so when we serve him, God will bless us. We mature like children who are born babies. They have to mature in every aspect of life. So when one is spiritually born, we must grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. We must not only have virtue. We must not only have integrity, but also be informed. Add to our faith knowledge. This comes from a Greek word, gnosis, which refers to knowledge acquired by learning, by effort, and by experience. We're told in the Word of God to study, to show yourselves approved unto God. In all of my elementary and high school, the teachers expected us to show ourselves more and more approved. We are to become a worker that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But it doesn't happen without study. That's why we encourage people all the time. First of all, home study. Read the Word of God. But then there's church study. It has been announced here after noonday on Wednesdays. There's a study time and a prayer time. But in the evening at 6:30, we come together for study time. On Sunday morning at Sunday school time, we come school on Sunday. Y'all got that? You already know about school Monday through Friday. But you also know about school. You go to elementary, then you go to high school. And if you want to be more and more and more effective in what you do, you got to go to college. You have to keep on. In a particular profession, you have to go, if you're going to be a doctor, you got to be taught to be a doctor. We have to recognize the fact that you don't just join church, show up on Sunday, shout a while and say amen a while and put your money in. But we have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And then we can say, use me, Lord. He can't use us if we don't prepare ourselves. Adding to our faith, virtue, and to virtue knowledge. I'm not going to try to wear you out. I have a whole lot of things I could say, but you don't need to have all of that all the time. Next comes that we have to add to knowledge temperance. That means self-control. Self-control. In this world, you will have temptation. People will say insulting things. People will say bad things about you when they don't even know you. But what they just look at you and make up what they think it ought, what they think you ought to be. Amen. First of all, you have to study the Word of God, but you must add to knowledge temperance. That means self-control. That old song said, I've been buked and I've been scorned, I've been talked about, sure as you're born. But let folk talk. I know that I am what I am, and I am who I am by the grace of God. Not because I'm all that super smart, ain't no dummy either. Somebody ought to say amen or something. We have to continue growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't care how long you've been in church, you don't know it all yet. There's still a need, and there are those who will show up, you know what I'm trying to say, for shouting time, but slow down when studying time. But we have to study to show ourselves approved, not by folk, not by somebody who want to judge you, but to show yourself approved unto God. Because when we are approved by God, we are effective in what we do. Not perfect, but effective in what we do. I like that. I was young. But you can look at me and tell now I'm old. But let me tell you something. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. He'll never leave you. He'll never turn his back on you. He'll always be there for you. I said this again, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. But only by the grace of God that I've come this far. But I would not have been able to come this far if it were not for faith. I want to tell y'all something about Jesus. He's trustworthy. I know I'm right about that. I know there are some folks that you put confidence in, and they don't, you can't trust them. Some won't be there today, and you know what I'm really trying to say. But let me tell you something about trusting. I like this part, trust in the Lord. How much? With all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You ain't that smart. Am I right about that? I'm glad I got a little smart, got a little education. But I tell you, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Don't get all caught up in how much you know. Because I want to tell you, there's a whole lot you may know, but there's a whole lot you don't know. Many things in life that I have served God, I thought I knew some things. But got into the Word of God, saw what God had to say about it, and I tell you, how important it is to trust in what God's word has to say. Sometimes there are well-expressed things to you that are telling you that sounds good. But when you read the word of God, you'll find out that it is good. Amen? And then finally, we must not only have virtue to knowledge. Next, we must not only be taught, but also temperate. To knowledge, temperance. Yield not to temptation, because tempting is sin. Yielding to sin. And finally, what we must learn, we must put into practice that which we have learned. So he says, add to your temperance patience. A patient person does not act in a hurry. I said, a patient person does not act in a hurry. And I thank God for that. We have to wait on the Lord. We're told that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We have to recognize that we have to have patience. Sometimes we just have to wait on God. Things don't always happen immediately. Because we ask God, because we've been serving God, because we've been going to church. And I tell you what, there's a song that my wife used to sing quite a bit, Trouble in My Way. I have to try sometime. I have to cry sometime. It used to bother me because she'd look at me singing Trouble in My Way. I have to, you ain't got to be crying about me. I'm taking care of you. You understand what I'm trying to say? Well, there are times that there will be trouble in your way. There will be times that you lose loved ones. There will be times when situations and circumstances will dictate that which brings pain to us. But just keep on trusting God. He's faithful all the way to the end. He doesn't lead you just a little way and then walk away. But I tell you what, I know what I'm talking about. I've been walking with the Lord since I was 9 years old. Walk was a little bad for a while. I wasn't walking straight enough. Can I get a witness in the house of God? I was kind of walking in my own way. But I saw how important it was to walk. Because he said, yea, though, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you're with me. And I'm going to tell you, it makes a difference when you know that he's with you. I know I'm right about that part. When he's with you, he makes ways out of no ways. You know what I'm trying to say? When he's with you, your hopelessness turns back into hope. I'm telling you, your problems find a solution when you put your faith and your confidence. I promise y'all today that he's trustworthy. I've had some folk that I couldn't trust, but I tell you one thing. It's just like I said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't ever just lean on what you understand in all of your ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Building our faith on a firm foundation is our message for today. Invitation time in the house of God. Invitation time in the house of God. If you're here today and you have not made a decision to put your faith and your confidence in Jesus, you can always trust him. He won't mislead you. He will always guide you in the path of righteousness. If you're here and you feel moved and prompted by the Spirit, we invite you to come.
Yeah.
Our Father in heaven, I rejoice in the fact that we've come this far because there have been people in this congregation that really have faith in you. There have been doubters, person who suggested that we wouldn't come this far. But we've come this far because we trusted you, Lord. And I do believe, Lord, that our journey isn't over because we're still leaning on you. And we are trusting, Lord, not in our opinion, but trusting in your holy word. Therefore, we need to hide the word of God in our hearts so that we don't go a wrong direction. Lord, I pray for those who have lost loved ones. That pain has not left. There are those who are suffering in nursing homes, in their own homes. Some of the things that are happening in the lives of many church members. But Lord, thank you for those of us who lift them up in prayer. Thank you for those who come despite the weather being in the condition that they're in, because we recognize the need to come and worship and praise you. Thank you for those who visit with us today. I pray that they have felt welcome in this place and that they've been sensitive to the word that has been spoken. And I pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. And may God bless.